Mikdash Loyetze, so he talks about the whole Indian of the first few Pesukim of the Kohen, a person has Kedusha on himself, Aidei Torah, Mitzvahs, Amas, and Toivim, so when a Mikdash Yid Loyetze, the Hainu, Kiyun Shenichnas LeKedusha, Menikro Kodesh, Loyetze, Ma'oisa Kedusha Lo'ilam. When a Mikdash Loyetze means once a person has been Zoicha to Madregas of Kedusha through his Torah and Mitzvahs, so when a Mikdash Loyetze, he mustn't leave Kedusha. In other words, it's a big achrayas to learn Torah and to daven Erlich. To be an Erlich Eid is a big achrayas. Because once a person is an Erlich Eid, he has an achrayas. I mean, a Mikdash lo yetze. Why? Loichal is Mikdash Loichov. Because if a person who's been koine Kedusha goes outside to the Olam HaChitzonius, so then it's a Chil Hashem. He's carrying with him Kedusha. But Kedusha Eliyona, ki neiz Hashem and Mishcha Salakov. Hari hainu zoch neshama, yuzoich to neshama shi neize, or shchino shu shemen, ma'afesh oris eila roisha, yuzoi lishmoi, mishmeres ha kedusha karoi. So another one from the Heilige Degel, the Degel Nachna Ephraim says, on the Pasuk, zois teras, zois tia teras amat soira. He says a person who learns Torah, and a person who's got to accumulate Torah, he says wherever he goes, that Torah is going with him. So if he goes to the Olam of Tzaraas, he goes to the Olam of HaChitzoni, so then it becomes a Torah Samet Zoyra. Then he takes his Torah with him, Rechman and Itzlan, and then the Torah gets Tzaraas, just like he gets Tzaraas. So that's why it's a Mordik, Mordik and a Kudah for a person has to know, and a Ben Torah has to know, the Shmira of a Ben Torah, of somebody who's learned, and somebody who's Shoya for Kedusha is, that he has to know that he's carrying a lot of Kedusha on him. And there's the whole Indian is the Indian of Shmira. And that's the whole Indian of Shmira Samigdash. The whole Indian of Shmira Samigdash that we said before, why they needed guards around the Beis Samigdash, because the whole Indian of Kedusha is Shmira. And every person is suffolk, every person is soaked and absorbed with Kedusha. Every time a person davens, he's Mamshech HaLekus. Every time he does a mitzvah, he's Mamshech HaLekus. Talis is Mamshech HaRamakiv. Tefillin is Mamshech HaRapnim. And Tefillah, the person's Mamshech Kedusha on himself the whole time. You must make sure that Achmon and Tzlan shouldn't become a matzav of Torah Samet Zoyra. It should be a matzav where he has to the whole time make shmira on himself. And that's the shmira samigdash. Every Eid is a bechinas koin. A koin is an oivid. A koin does the avoida. Every Eid is to know that everything he does, he has to put a shmira on it. In other words, he does a big mitzvah and he felt his slavas in the mitzvah. What's the next thing he has to do straight after he finishes that mitzvah? That's why it says that when a person finishes davening in the morning, he feels on a high. So it says the Svarim say it's very important, even if you have to run out of shul to go to work, kilo. So then it's important to sit down and learn a few minutes after davening. A person shouldn't run out, even if he's got to run somewhere. So after davening, sit down and learn a bit. Why? Because that's the bechin of shmira. There's big oiris from the davening. Where are you putting those oiris? Wherever he's running out to, he's carrying those oiris of tefillah with him. So better already put them somewhere safe. After davening, sit down and learn a few minutes, whatever, take out a sefer, say tehillim, whatever. And then you put them somewhere safe. Leman yamdu, man yamdu yamim rabim. That's the oimik of I think Yirmiyah it says they should take the Torah and put them in the Kli Cheres. Leman yamdu yamim rabim. Eden went out into Golis. So Pshat is Yirmiyah was telling them that in Golis a person needs a Shmira Yisera, a person needs an extra Shmira. Especially that the Chitzayinim want to be Yonig that hour. So therefore, everything of the more Kedusha a person puts into himself, the more Shmira a person needs. So the Inyan, that's the Inyan of Shabbos. Shabbos is Kula, Shabbos is all the mitzvahs of Mas and Toivim come together in Yid on Shabbos, right? That's all the malachim that are created during the week, so they all come Shabbos. They all have an aliyah on Shabbos. Shabbos is the aliyah soilim. So Shabbos is a yom to kedusha. Every Eid gets an Hashem Yisera. If you get more kedusha, you need shmira. So that's why two malachim accompany us on from shul. We have bodyguards. Shabbos we have to walk around with bodyguards. Shabbos we're carrying a lot of money with us. Shabbos we're carrying a lot of kedusha. All the mitzvahs that we did during the week. So very often the mitzvahs that we did, we weren't zoicha to release it properly from the machal or from whatever the case is. Shabbos, everything gets released. So Shabbos is where you have the pure kedusha itself without the peel, without the shell around it. So therefore it's easy to get lost. During the week you're walking around with kedusha that's nislabish in something, whatever you're doing. Shabbos is the kedusha's there. Believe it, but without it it's lapshus. And therefore that's why you need the shmir. That's why Shabbos we have Malachim coming home with us. That's the Indian, that's the sod of the Issa of Boyer on Shabbos. Boira takes the psoilus away from Oich. That's during the week. During the week, there's Kedusha, and there's a psoilus around the Kedusha. Shabbos, there's no psoilus. Shabbos is all Mavura. So that's why Shabbos is all Mavura. So Boira is also. And if it's all Mavura already, those are the, so that's the beginning of after the Chet. Boira Shalom to make a Shmir on Ganeid. Who needed a Shmir on Ganeid? Slat Acher v'Misabeches, Lishmor is Eitz Hagan. It's a Shmir before the Chet, they didn't need. Before the Chet, there was no Chetzainim. Adam Rishon, as a result of the Chet, had to put Levushim on. Levushim means that they had to hide the Kedusha. That's the Bechin of Shmir that came as a result of the Chet. Shabbos Kodesh, all the Kedusha that we had Shachas with during the week, comes out of the hiding place. So that's the Derech Lishmo Eretz Chaim. It's Shabbos Kodesh. That's why it's much easier to feel. There's no klipa. You eat and your neshama feels it. There's no klipa. It's like the people coming in the bank, you know, these security people. They come to deliver money to the bank. They carry these huge things with helmets. Just imagine that, you know, just imagine outside the bank you see somebody without a safe, just carrying out wads of notes. You know, just taking them out, and people are walking, the guards are walking the street with $500 million of cash on their backs. That's what it looks like at Shabbos. Every year that comes home from Shul with all his Kedusha and with all his Torah and with all his mitzvahs and with all everything he did, without the slapshas of Olam Asiya. That's why Shabbos says a few times, right? Shomer of Bnei Yisrael is a Shabbos. Shomer of Bnei Yisrael, the mitzvah is Shomer of Bnei Yisrael is a Shabbos. That's why if a person speaks to Dvar Mitalim on Shabbos or persons Mazalzel on Shabbos, so he's not guarding Shabbos. It's terrible. That's why Mechaleo Mas Yumos. Because Pshat is, it's like, you know, it's like you give somebody $1 million, you ask them to deliver it to the bank. So the guy takes it out and, you know, in a plastic transparent bag. He's walking the street with a bag full of dollars. He's going to get mucked. The guy's going to say, like, if I gave you money, you've got to guard it. What do you leave it open for? If you want to leave it open, you need Shmir. So that's the same thing. They're trying so hard. That's why there has to be a buffer zone. Shabbos is a buffer zone. I'll be pshat. The buffer zone is that's Tosefes Shabbos. In other words, if the choil touches Shabbos, so then it can have a yenika. And the day that the Sitracha wants most yenika is on Shabbos because everything's easy to get. He doesn't have to break through the safe. The money's there. So therefore, you have to make a Tosefes Shabbos where you break the choil, where you make a buffer zone between Shabbos and choil. I'll be pnimius atoyer. That's the whole union of the kavanas of the aliyas ha'olamis. That there's a moedik hashmir going on. It says that the seid aliyas ha'olamis. So usually the lower middas start going into the high middas, and then the high middas go up. Usually the aliyah starts from the lower middas, and the kabbalah shabbos starts from the high middas. First the gimel rishonis, first the gimel moichin of asiya oila. Why? Because when their oiler comes such a bright aura that it blinds the chetzoinim, so that they shouldn't be able to come and be yonik. And then what happens is then it's like you don't want anybody to see. So you're going out with all these valuables. What do? You shine this unbelievable flashlight that all the ganovim are waiting to steal. Won't see where they're going. And then you take out. Then you take everything out. So that by Hovod Hashem Bnei Eilim, Hovod Hashem Kovod Lois, Hovod Hashem Kovod Shemoy. That's the aliyah of the three of the Gimel Rishonos. And then it comes a Moedik Aura. That Aura is blinding for the Sitra Achim. And then we take the lower middas away. And then you start the lower middas. What happens at the end? What happens at the end? You have that's the buffer zone. I'll be Pnimius. That's the buffer zone. Because once Netzach Oy Disoy the Malchus Oyla to Chagat, Chagat is Oyla to Chabat. Then what's left is a buffer zone between the lower middas and the koiches and the sitra achim. That's the buffer zone. That's been emptied out. The middas, the lower middas, have risen, and that area is empty. So then you have the sitra achim. You have an empty zone, and then you have the middas of kedusha. And that's the sod of Tosefes Shabbos. That's the inyan of Shomer of Israel of Shabbos. Shabbos, all the dollars are all transparent. Therefore, you better have a good shmirah. So we do our best in shmirah, and then the malachim take us back from shul to make sure that we don't bump into anything. derech zara, once I get to Yerushalayim.
Rav
should say to the Yidin. Oh, the Yidin Avada, the Yidin Zicha. Right, the Yidin Zicha. So what did a bunch learn to? So he made Yerushalayim a Horem Sovavla. It's a fortified city. It's got all mountains around it. That, you know, to make it harder for the Sitracha to come to be Yoinik from Yerushalayim. What's the name of Kof and Chayim and Moshe Yeshua ben Nafki? By Moshe Rabbeinu, we were in another coffin. By Moshe Rabbeinu, nobody could get anywhere near us. We wrapped around another coffin. So there was a big Islam, so nobody could get anywhere near us. Yeshua was the first Kufa where we were running around without Shemira. We were running around without another coffin. Yeshua took us into Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, that's the sod of Kof and Chayim and Moshe Yeshua ben Nafki. Yeshua ben Nun started a new darka, and that's the darka of Mukaf and Chayim. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need a Mukaf and Chayim, and then a Kavod. The biggest yoinik from Kedusha is always a Malik. So the whole story of Purim is Esav is a Malik, Haman is a Malik. A Malik is Rishus going, they can get all the way up to the Rishus. In other words, the Tzidua, the Koyach HaTumah, the brushes, mamish, like bumper to bumper, scrapes onto a thing, that's Esav. Esav scrapes onto Yaakov. That's the sod Hashem and sod Azaz, and they look so alike. Esav is a Koyach to be Nizdamah to Yaakov. And that's who you have to be careful. Whenever this is Gabras of Esav, so you need a big Shmir. So that's the sod of the story of Purim. The Rizal says that Haman had a Mordechai Yanika. Right, Amalek has a Mordechai Yanika. They know where to steal the Kedusha from. So the story of Megillah is that you need the boat of Kafas Chayim Beis Yishuv Bina. That's the sod that you must daven in an open area either. Where's the Biru? The Biru is the Sugya Maseches Megillah. The Sugya says Maseches Megillah. If you daven, it's the Sugya Megillah. If you daven in the street, so you're not allowed to be. You're not allowed to be mashkin. You're not allowed to urinate. Daladamas. Why? Because that Daladamas is koyin of the place. Somebody says that you're not allowed to. So then the whole Nahardar is one big base of Knesses. If you can have an open air shul, so then the whole Nahardar is one big base of Knesses. So then he says no, it's only a mokka. It's got to be a mokka that's designated for shul. The pshat is the food is mavura on Shabbos. That's the whole musik. The whole Indian of Suda Shabbos is because the biru that takes place in terms of food, that's mavura. That's mavura. That's mavura already. That's the Rashi in Beitza. That the Neshami Seir is Nena from the Achina.
What other
brachos
here?
Berchta Mitzvah. That's the whole Indian, the whole Erev Shabbos, the whole Adam Rishon's Nivra Erev Shabbos Kadesh Ikonis L'Suda Shabbos.
Right.
So Pshat is that why was he created in Erev Shabbos Kadesh Ikonis L'Suda Shabbos? Because the Suda Shabbos, that's the, he would have eaten a Suda Mavur Eres.
Right.
Shabbos is Mavara Achila. Shabbos makes the food into Mon. That's why all the Lechem Mishnah on top and underneath, Lechem Mishnah is all the Zecha to the Mon. The Mon was Mavara the food. It doesn't mean that the trees were mon. The food was mon. The mon was mavuradika food. So the avoidance achila on Shabbos was a mavuradika achila. I think so. It could be ruim. It's nivra already. That's the inan of lech. Because the first mitzvah Adam Rishon got was achal toichel. Achal toichel was the first. You know, it's the famous from Tzadik. Tzadik says everywhere the first mitzvah is always achila. Came out of Mitzrayim, first mitzvah is food. Adam Rish was created, food. Because Pshat is there, the food, you know, we're Mavara, all the Yisoides. Because the food comes from the Doimim, the ground, and it's grown, it's Tzameach. And then when we have an animal, we have a Lechem Mishnah, then we have a Shtikl animal. So that's a bearer of Doimim, Tzameach, Chaim, and Adam. That's why during the week you call the bread lechem. Shabbos you call it challah. Why? Because lechem is milosh melchama. During the week the avoid of achila is a melchama. Shabbos is muvereres. Muvereres means it's like it says that why do women think? Because challah was chava was called chalasa shaloylam. She was called chalasa shaloylam. In other words, she was yitzir kapuv shalakadosh baruch. So that's
Yeah,
it's because of the chet. She had to think, but the ma'aser, the Indian of chala is chalasa shaloylam. Chala is called rachis. That's mavura already. Got spoiled later. But the ma'aser of rachis is mavura. So during the week, there's birurim to make with. So therefore, it's called lechem. Shabbos. It's in